Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To hour number two of my final radio transmission of 2009. I'm tempted to drag my staff back in there tonight so I can do a live broadcast into the new year, but don't worry, don't look horrified. I'm not going to do that. You guys can go out and partake of the grape. By the way, in Texas, legislature passed a law. The police would take blood without warrants the last 5 years under federal grants, and they get sued and would lose. So the state legislature just said, hey, no more warrants. We'll take your blood without warrants. And it's a no-refusal weekend. Let me tell the police something. I don't drink very often to begin with. I'll go 6-8 months without drinking, then drink a few beers here and there, and then say I'm not drinking anymore. But I don't drink and drive. You pull me over and want me to blow and violate my Fifth Amendment when I've done nothing wrong into your breathalyzer, I'm not doing it. And you stick your needle in my arm. I don't care if you lie and somebody told you, cops, you're above the law and that you're immune from prosecution and immune from civil actions. You're not when you're outside the Constitution. You're not immune. I mean, if cops were immune, they could rape your wife, barbecue your kids. I mean, they are in third world countries. When cops are immune, you live in North Korea. You live in Mexico. Society collapses. And the government's telling you they're immune and above the law. You read the Declaration of Independence. But anybody sticks a needle in my arm, you may beat the rap. You're not going to beat the ride. And Chief Art Aceveda, the tyranny of good intentions. He really thinks it's good to be a federal minion. He sat in the studio repeatedly. He really thinks because drunk drivers kill people, he can violate the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. The feds aren't good guys, Art. They want to test police chiefs and see if you'll be a federal minion. And they do these federal programs with federal smoking bans they get the states and cities to pass, and federal seatbelt rules and that sound reasonable, and then federal rules on toilets and light bulbs, and federal rules on checkpoints, and federal rules on blood draws, until you're totally federal creatures. And the federal rules themselves were written internationally. And all over the country, your cities that have been federalized have police out at RVs because they couldn't get doctors and nurses to do it. They know sticking needles in people without warrants is a violation of the Constitution. They couldn't get doctors to do it and nurses in Austin, so they have you, the cops. And I don't think cops are as dumb as they think you are, but every time I mention this, people don't believe it, but if you Google it, you can find it all over the country. Another federal edict. Police departments will not hire officers for at least the last 15 years with over 100 IQ. So you better act stupid if you want to be a police officer and you have got above average IQ. And I heard the UN a month ago, they announced they're going to lower the global IQ score to 95 being average. See, people are so brain damaged. That's not education. That's basic intelligence. People are becoming retarded, folks. They're poisoning everyone. Pretty soon, somebody with an 80 IQ will be genius. Someone who knows how to talk will be known as a God creature. Knowing how to tie your shoelaces will be an act of Pulitzer Prize-winning acumen. I'm not joking. It will be known as a conspiracy theory in 2 or 3 generations that women ever gave milk to their babies from their mammary glands. That's how that families once lived together. Everyone will live in dormitories with shaved heads. THX1138.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. This is the final radio transmission of 2009. The final Alex Jones Show radio transmission. Okay, coming up, Webster Griffin Tarpley in the next hour. I'm going to do a year in review, a decade in review, the decade of tyranny, looking forward into what is the decade of awakening coming. And then I believe the decade of victory. In through and beyond 2020. Which will be here before we know it. But right now, let's go to the phone calls. Now, I'm going to give each caller, and I always say this, can never do it, but I am doing it. 1 minute. 1-800-259-9231. Mark in Oregon, go ahead.
Morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. You know, I just want to wish you and yours and all of us the best New Year's yet and really defeating evil, and that'll make it the best New Year's yet, more than we ever have. And I want to just give you a quick wish that I have, and it's kind of a combination of wish, suggestion, and request. But you may have already had this concept, but I believe that concepts, new concepts, and ways of addressing the strategy of evil is really just so important at this time, and that is that perhaps you could consider convening a Liberty Conference, which could actually be top secret, and that you could get together with experts, who many of whom are guests on your show, and other people that you know that have great expertise in publicity, acting, and such as that, and that you could come up together with some pervasive vehicles of global publicity, which I think would toss a very large monkey wrench into this machinery of the New World Order implementation agenda machine, which is very fine-tuned. And if you throw a large enough monkey wrench into it, their contingency plans for that type of monkey wrench will not be effective if you get it.
Okay, Mark, I appreciate your call. I don't have the organizational skills for that. You know, I was just signing checks for my employees here during the break. I mean, and people have had Continental Congresses and they've had meetings, and some good comes out of that. It's good to get the leaders in the Liberty Movement together. I don't think we're up to the 1776 point yet, and I don't think we've seen the caliber of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Sam Adams rise. But I think as things become more apparent, we will see more and more people. Washington didn't come on the scene until very late. He wanted to go along with the system, but once he decided it was tyranny, he had to face it. And so there's a big wake-up happening right now. What I will do is attack any Benedict Arnold who attempts to take control of our awakening and our movement. That's why I'm forced to go after Glenn Beck. That guy is pure bad news. A Judas goat. And if you don't know how he's a Judas goat, you haven't been paying attention. Come on. For the banker bailout takeover. Says the FEMA camps don't exist. He's always bad-mouthing Ron Paul, then saying he likes Ron Paul. You got to watch that man. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
As well as you can, I imagine it, or the situation that we face day in and day out. I want to say something that goes without saying from many of your listeners, but I want to say thank you to you and Aaron and all the work that you've done over the last 10 years to bring everything to the forefront. I would like to thank those redcoats, those bloody redcoats, Paul and Steve, for what they've done. Thank goodness they haven't been beheaded at this point. And I want to kind of reminisce things and tie it into Jesse's show last night. You know, it's a long way from Oklahoma City and aspartame. You know, aspartame was a big topic so many, many years ago on your show, and Jesse tied that in last night with Dr. Stan Monteith, and the whole thing about the assassination of the world population through the use of food is just, it's just unimaginable, yet it's true. And I know.
I mean, a national TV show that I heavily consulted on, to see my input, I mean, they presented it in the way they wanted to, and they added a lot of their own research, but Monteith and Estelin and all these people, I sent them to talk to, and to have Dr. Monteith there on television talking about how they put the poison in the food and how it's part of the larger program, and to have Ventura at the end of the show say, yes, there's a world government, yes, there's a Bilderberg group, and yes, they're secret, and yes, they want to reduce our population. It's just, it makes my brain burn with all the different, how did this get on air? Well, are the elite throwing it in our face what they're planning to do? Jesse seems to think that's part of it.
Yeah, it's so mind-boggling because here we have the former governor of Minnesota, you know, addressing these issues. And it's out in the forefront. And I got one last thank you I want to send out, and that's to Ted Anderson. Because when you first started out, you were doing 2 hours, then you went to 3 hours. GCN was subscription only. Now you hear Midas Resource commercials all over. Terrestrial radio, satellite radio. He's doing a great job. And thank God that you guys are in it to win it. I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough, Michael. Yeah, in it to win it. In it to win it. taking the bull by the horns, taking destiny by the horns, taking the wheel of destiny on the ship. Yeah, I happen to know Ted Anderson's finances, and Ted Anderson makes a lot less money than I do. Ted takes almost everything, all his profits, very frugal guy, drives an old car, and puts it into advertising. And he's running advertising like I couldn't afford running ads on Rush Limbaugh and other places for Fall the Republic. So Ted, I sell him to Ted, a tiny profit for myself, and then he sells them on there literally to get the word out. And it's barely breaking even. First time he did it, didn't make money. The second time he ran ads, it's actually breaking even, making a little bit. And Ted, I mean, gave, was it $300,000 to Ron Paul or more? You're like, oh, well, he didn't win. Think now. 3 years ago, maybe 1 in 10 knew the Federal Reserve was private. Now they've had national polls where over 80% know it's private. 2 months ago, it was 75% knew it was private, wanted it audited. I saw one 82% wanted audited like 2 weeks ago. A couple months from now, 90% will know it's private and want it audited. We've gone from maybe 10% knowing to 80%. That's what Ron Paul was, just a focus, a focal point, to go out and say to teach people about the offshore banks, the shadow government, the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, the medicalized tyranny that Ron Paul talks about. See, our information has become so mainstream that if the mainstream TV doesn't cover some of it, they become obsolete. Obsolescence. I mean, I see national polls in some cases of over 90%. Usually it's 85, 86, 87. You've all seen them. I don't tend to believe one poll. I believe indexes of polls. And then I see that on the street as well. It's mirrored by that. And I, you know, you've got around 10% of people that believe a lone gunman killed Kennedy. And no matter how many PR pieces and propaganda pieces and fake science pieces they put on TV, the number goes up and up and up. It's over 90% right now. 90% is conservative. No, the government killed Kennedy. No, we've had a shadow government. I mean, Bruce Willis was a big neocon. He saw my films, woke up, and now says to Vanity Fair, the same people that killed Kennedy are the ones running our government right now. We have a shadow government. Things aren't what I thought all along. See, he was that 10% still hadn't woken up. Bruce Willis is waking up. Just a blue-collar, pro-military, red, white, and blue, hearty man. Blue-collar. They're like, I love America. And the military wants to run a checkpoint and search me, it must be good. And now Bruce Willis is finding out what it is to really be an American. He's going, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not going to be a sucker anymore. I don't like the Democrats, but I don't like the Republicans either. See, once you wake up, ladies and gentlemen, once you wake up, there's no going back. Once you unlock somebody's mind, they're no longer a mind-controlled zombie. They see for themselves. You don't have to keep reapplying lies and propaganda. See, the enemy has to reapply their lies. And so you've got upwards of 90% of people are now awake. But the last domino to fall, and it's beginning to teeter. And it's going to fall. The question is how fast. The faster, the better. Every person you wake up, every person you try to wake up, they may not wake up that day. They'll wake up a year from now. When they see somebody at a bus stop calmly arguing with the cops, so the cops taser them, they'll go, oh, I remember what my neighbor told me about that. They'll keep driving, but they'll remember and say, I'm not safe if they can taser that innocent person for no reason. I better get involved. They'll start finding their courage, their willingness to fight, their willingness to say no, their willingness to say, I'm a human being. Get off my back. You're not my God. Good police will find their strength to say no to unlawful orders. We're finding our legs. We're learning to stand up. The last domino to fall is that the majority is awake. We all just feel alone, so we're all sitting on our butts. But if we all just start speaking out, we'll all find each other. There's pockets of idiots out there. When you run into morons, move on. Find like-minded people.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Okay, let's go to Rick. Rick in Texas. Go ahead.
Thanks for all you do. Listen, I just want to get 2 points. I was watching Jesse's show last night. Loved it. But right immediately after, did you notice what came on? It was all what you were on your rant talking
about. Homeland Security fighting terrorists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're trying to fight back, but it was so goofy that it just looked ridiculous to me.
Yeah, the only reason I saw that, because I didn't watch it live last night, is that the YouTube video I pulled up this morning and the DVD I burned both had like a minute or two of the next show, and it went, terrorists are in the Middle East planning an attack, but Homeland Security surveilling everyone to keep them safe. And it showed like a radar system spinning. So, yeah, here's Big Brother. We're going to keep you safe. Set up a police state grid and then spike your water with sterilant. That's what it should have said, yes.
It was laughable just at the timing of it. You know that they pulled it on there to try and wipe out a little bit of what we were doing. But also, one suggestion is the attorney, Mr. Haskell. He would be an excellent episode for Jesse to do.
Well, we have to see if they get picked up for a second full season. Seven parts is called a full season, but it's a small season. 12, 14 parts for a bigger season, and it's gotten the highest ratings for any true TV show in its first run. And so if it doesn't get picked back up, you know why. He did his deal. He promised to be fair, but he got final cut. He got agreement that he would listen to the studio, but that he would have final cut. And so he went into this thinking he would expose something if it wasn't true, and in every episode, he basically comes away with, yeah, this is really going on. I mean, imagine a TV show, and you know, I plugged every other episode, but this one I kind of forgot about, this big episode coming up that I'm a huge part of, the biggest part of any of the episodes. And I didn't even plug the episode that I mainly feature in until yesterday. We put a blurb out on Infowars.com. But I'm going to talk more about it in the last hour. It's just to see open discussion of the globalist master plan on national television and how they're poisoning the food, the water, the drugs. It was incredible. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your call. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Alex, I agree and cheered on everything you've said up till now about the 9/11 truth, Glenn Beck, this rat who was probably got more blood on his hands from every day on his radio program, peddling the lies even beyond what Bush and Cheney did to drag us into Iraq. The guy's a total phony. The global warming hoax, the vaccines, everything. But I would ask if you would have Professor Grover Fur with two R's, or Michael Parenti, on your program, because I think though you do a yeoman service in exposing things that are really teeing off the globalist. On the other hand, I believe that you are promoting one of the most establishment CIA disinformation, the most extreme version of it. Whenever you refer to anything having to do with communism or Marxism, this kind of broad brush is what has been used to kill millions of people around the world, to call communists, who usually exist in a small form in various countries, the justification for killing human rights workers, smearing them with that brush, priests, nuns, union organizers, and the rest of it. Because I think the one reason that you have some success, partial success in the media, is because they really hate what you're exposing about the things I've just mentioned, but they love your extreme version of the CIA Operation Mockingbird anti-communist propaganda. So I really believe that, and I think you want to.
John, you've been calling for what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, so I know what you're about, and I support much of what you're talking about.
John, I appreciate your call. I mean, you call in about once a month, and it's like a replay of the same thing. Just because I don't like the New World Order, Europe, the United States, England, and Israel, with what they're doing, because big government always becomes corrupt and always becomes bad, not because they're Jews, not because they're British, not because we're American, but because we've got a big, corrupt, old government. That's why empires always fall. They become corrupt. Nations always fall. I'm not against Mexicans. I'm against the corruption of Mexico. So just because I don't like the corruption of our government doesn't mean I like communists. You get so confused by this. I'm against corruption. I'm against collectivism. I'm going to explain this to you, John, on the other side. Then I'm going to go to Chase, Julio, Chief, and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
All the leaves are fall, all the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray, and the sky is gray. I think we're walking for a walk in the day.
John calling in from Ohio. Said, why? You guys got audio feeding to me? Because I just caught some audio through my headphones. That's weird. Oh, you were telling me we've already gone to John. No, I know John's gone. So is John still on hold? I mean, how would we go to break, leave, then I mention the caller, and then he's put back on with me? Okay. Again, I just knew I had a caller talking in my ear here. All right, final radio broadcast of 2009. Final radio broadcast of 2009. And John from Ohio calls in, and John is not stupid. John is on a team. John has invested most of his life in being a communist. He's admitted on air he's a communist. But then when I say that I don't want communism, why I'm spewing what the CIA puts out as its rhetoric. John, the Soviets have released their archives. The Soviets have released their archives. And it turns out McCarthy was right. And when Joseph McCarthy found out there was a group above the communist, big industrialist bankers, on record, and when he found out the army was funding communists and giving them weapon secrets, which has now been declassified, he wasn't useful anymore. Yes, in the dialectic, communism was meant to be a limited threat of the Russians and an excuse to put U.S. forces all over the world to oppose the other arm of the banker that was the communist. That's the beautiful dialectic. The communists get to move out and invade countries in the name of countering the West and its imperialism. And then the West gets to go out and start conquering countries in the name of stopping the domino effect of the evil empire of communism. When both arms unknowingly at the mid and lower levels were compartmentalized part of the same system. Just like the Republicans and the Democrats, or the conservatives and labor. Both the major political parties in every country are controlled. And now I can have members of the European Parliament on, former governors on, congressmen on, and they'll all explain that the globalist game is a false debate, a false dichotomy, a false system. You go to a football game and it's the Yellow Jackets versus the Bears. Or it's the Cowboys versus the Raiders. You go to a high school football game. Or it's the Mountain Lions versus the Blue Devils. Whatever it is. Okay? But there's a world outside that game, outside the parking lot, outside the cheerleaders, outside the high school coaches, outside the nachos and cotton candy and Frito pie. There's a bigger world. I'm not in your little sports stadium, John. Get it through your head. You've been calling for 5-6 years, maybe longer, and you don't get that. And other leftists and admitted communists don't get it. I am holding in my hand the Saul Alinsky's books. We own them in this office. In my hand, I am holding Hillary Clinton's treatise written about the Alinsky method, where she agrees with communism and covertly taking over local governments. Now, you read her treatise from the late 1960s, and it's word for word what Joseph McCarthy said. It's just from a communist perspective of how you're infiltrating and taking over. Except she's funded by the Ford Foundation, the Annenberg Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment. I mean, who do you think funded the 1917 coup in Russia? Our criminal, stinking government, along with British intelligence. You don't think that the empire sends in commandos and says, hey, we're another empire here to overthrow you. No, workers of the world unite. We are commies. We're here to give you free stuff. You don't like that landowner your family's been slaving for 10 generations? We're going to kill him tonight. And I'm going to make you my local lieutenant, and you get to rob the other neighbors and send people to camps. How does that sound? And they find the one thug, and they do it. You want to rape that other farmer's daughter? She looks good. Yes, but she is poor like us. She is not part of the bourgeoisie or part of the elite. It does not matter, Drago. Rape her. Enjoy her. Have her for yourself. That's all it is. And when Stalin kicked out the U.S. team, Trotsky just came back to the U.S. and his top protege, William Kristol's daddy, openly a top commie, was hired by the Pentagon and runs everything. I mean, that's how America works. I mean, what do you think this is? I mean, the neocon stage 9/11. Your precious Trotsky was nothing but a banker operator, a professional revolutionary who got double-crossed by Lenin, and then Stalin. And Stalin had somebody go down to Mexico City and put a hatchet in his head because he knew that the United States was funding Trotsky to go back in there with a group of revolutionaries and overthrow him. No honor among thieves. There is no such thing as communism. There is no such thing as collectivism unless it's slavery. You have a banker bailout to help people with their mortgages. Day one, they bait and switch it and give it all the banks for giant bonuses in your face and say, we won't say where it went. Do you get government health care, all you stupid collectivists and liberals are for? Day one, you finally get the bill and you go, what? It's too late to stop it? You mean I get less free health care, but you get more money? What? There is no free lunch. There is no free ride. The only way you have a free system is to have a tiny government and an armed citizenry, so when private robber barons try to come rob you like the Rockefellers did, you can stand up for yourself. It's independence. That's what it's about. The CIA is an anti-communist. They're only anti-communist if it's a real communist organization that picked up their fake ideology, their banker-created synthetic ideology, that are setting up their own thugdom that isn't working with the globalist. If you're a communist and you work with the globalist, you're good. But you're some Central American or South American individual, a thug or not, and you don't play ball, you get overthrown. If you're a right-winger and you don't play ball, you're overthrown. If you're a bleeding heart, real liberal like Mohammad Mossadegh and fight communists, you get overthrown. If you're Serbians running your own free market system, you get overthrown. If you're a dictator like Muammar Gaddafi with his own oil, you get overthrown unless you play ball. Now he's good. We've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. Remember 1984? Gaddafi's the ultimate evil, the absolute devil incarnate. Now he's a wonderful ally, a gallant ally. All right, I want to go back to your calls. It's just, John, I don't like wasting my time, but we do have new listeners, and it's important to explain to them. Communism is a fake world view. Karl Marx, Engels, they were openly financed by big money out of England and Germany. Just like Lord Milner's group financed several different right-wing revolutions, Adolf Hitler, namely, and British-backed German intelligence, put him into power, then told him to attack, then set him up. He had a peace treaty with the British. They sent the deputy Führer, Rudolf Hess, over to say, we had a deal with you. Why are you doing this to us? Why are you betraying us? We were to link up with Edward VIII, your king, and take on the Soviets and set up a pan-German British empire run by a British monarch. I mean, did you know that was the official plan? Prince Bernhard was going to be the king of Europe. But then he got the word after the German invasion already began, no, actually come to England, plans have changed. So he took off his SS officer's uniform, went and joined the other Nazi, his cousin, Prince Philip, what is he, 81, 82 now? The Duke of Edinburgh. This is high level, ultra intrigue. The British royals have successfully double-crossed all their other royal family branches and murdered all of them. They're the only people standing. Did you know the Emperor of Japan bows and is and on scene or on television, goes to events every decade or so at the Tower of London to give fealty to the Queen as the head of all royalty worldwide? Because if you don't, she'll overthrow your country and kill you. The British engineered World War II in a 30-year plan and overthrew Japan. That's why he bows to her. That woman over there rules the planet with the Rothschilds who've married in with them. This is a super breed of all the world's elite interbred. They didn't like their cousins, the Czars, who'd stopped the breakup of the U.S. and during the Civil War in the 1860s. They had gotten out of favor with each other, so the British royals, along with the United States and Army intelligence, hired 8,000 thugs out of Brooklyn and gave them weapons and gold and sent them over there to overthrow that country, and that's mainline history. Our criminal government created the United Nations in 1945. The Rockefellers gave them the land for it. Our criminal government created the communist scourge. And as soon as McCarthy figured that out, he was destroyed. Oh, he was very useful to set up warrantless wiretapping and spying and torture and bullying the media to do what they were told, setting the precedent for censorship for the Pentagon and the FBI. Oh, it was very useful when it was just a ground-level commie scourge. But when McCarthy found out it was run out of the White House, when he found out the whole thing was run by big banks and started giving speeches, they destroyed him overnight. Was he a hothead? Was he a guy that liked to drink? Yes. But was he somebody who actually believed he was fighting evil? Yes. So, how does our military get to go out and take over the planet? How do our military men go out and torture people and kill people and stage terror attacks? Well, you got to do it because the Soviets do it. And if we don't do it, they're going to win and they're going to kill tens of millions. And so we got to do it, men. And then decades later, we got to do this, men, to the World Trade Center towers. If we don't, Muslim extremists will take over and kill millions. So we'll kill thousands. You understand the end justifies the means. Yes, sir, it's just like triage. That's right. That's why you've been chosen for leadership in the past missions. You're the only guardians we've got of Western civilization, man. We launched the operation in 62 days. Operation Save America. And they walked out proud of themselves that they were real men ready to blow up the towers. Real men. But you've got all these people caught up in their left-right paradigm, and they can't see the forest for the trees, and they can't get out of it. And so right-wingers will give up all their rights to the right wing. And left-wingers will do whatever they say as long as it's a Democrat. And John doesn't like hearing communists talked bad about. Gee, what are the fruits like of communism? Look at China. Look at Cuba. Look at Russia. All I see is the same old tyranny I've seen dressed up 100 different ways, pal. No, the reason that maybe twice a year I'm on national television is because they've got to give us a teeny bit of a voice to give a little bit of the illusion that they have objectivity and that they're still relevant and pertinent and not obsolete. And because if 90% of the public already knows about the New World Order, the system's got to ease people into this now and just go ahead and admit it in plain view. Yeah, there's a world government, and yeah, we're poisoning you, but it's for your own good. You know, that's the basic message. They can't deny it anymore. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Chase in Texas and Julio, Chris, and others. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir, I just wanted to make three brief key points. Number one, soy, S-O-Y, soy. We need to get it out of our diet. That's
super deadly.
One.
They feed it to people in the prisons, and they're dying in mass and becoming sterilized. It's horrible.
Yes, sir. It's lowering the testosterone levels of the men, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of them are still sitting on their hands.
Well, it's not just that. They picked the plastic that leaches it out of thousands they could have picked. They put it in the water. Everything they do, aspartame, fluoride, soy, everything that's chosen, and then there's even white papers how they chose it to sterilize you.
Yes, sir. It's pitiful. But that's why I take it so personal, because I've been watered down as a man, but I've supplemented it back because testosterone does occur in nature through spinach and a root called maca root, but I digress.
I don't want more testosterone. I would like literally be attacking people every 5 minutes. But, yeah, a lot of people have very low testosterone.
Yes, sir. Secondly, C-SPAN. I've been watching Washington Journal here lately, and in my opinion, I think about 40 to 45% of the call-ins are starting to sound like folks like us who are well-versed in the lies and manipulation that are taking place. So I think that's
exactly.
Really
listen. Everybody's calling me. I see clips that are put up on C-SPAN where Governor, the former head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, goes on, and literally out of 20, 30 calls, every caller but one were against him and knew he was New World Order. Exactly. That's what I mean. They're in trouble, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we just got to keep calling in and keep turning up the heat. And my third point, sir, I really feel that in 2010, we've got a momentum behind us right now that we've really never had. And we're going to carry this into this new year of 2010. And 2010 is going to be a year of absolute...
Start over, Chase. I interrupted you a bunch. Stay there. I'm going to come back. I want to hear what you have to say. The Julio... Chief, that's a cool name. Chris, Travis, and others straight ahead. Absolutely. Our mission is to teach people that we do have power. Look at how the Copenhagen talks went down in flames. That's a lot bigger than the Trenton victory politically.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There's a man going around taking names.
It's our last live show
and
of the year.
He decides who to free and who to blame.
It's the final day of 2009.
Everybody won't be treated.
December 31st.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man
comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each.
All right, going back to your calls here.
Will you partake?
The establishment will try to send Judas goats. They will send Obama to lead the left into betrayal. They will send Glenn Beck. They will send Sarah Palin. They will send Mitt Romney to betray the right wing. And until you wake up that both of those are controlled, things are only going to get worse. Until you start addressing the real power structure, the Federal Reserve, the author of all our pain economically and all the tyranny being set up, it's only going to get worse. And the people are now beginning to wake up. Never before has the fight been more intense, and it did all of you to scream bloody murder today, tomorrow, next year, the year after that. Never stop. Because what we've proven is, if you listen to C-SPAN or listen to talk radio or look at the polls on any issue, we've just begun the awakening. Finish up, Chase.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to say 2010 is going to be a year of absolute victory when we, the Info Warriors, start speaking what we want into existence. And we have a momentum behind our backs right now that's really going to set the tone for this year. Yes, they have the cards and they can do what they want, but we have the numbers, and victory is on the horizon. It's coming, and we, you know, the future's not yet written, and it's just a wonderful time to be alive, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to be living like George Jetson, and I do not want to turn back into Fred Flintstone. And it's time that all of the innovation and the wonderful things that have been suppressed from us are out there for everyone.
That's another great point. That's what this is all about. Chase, I appreciate the call. I'll say the cliche here. I'll see you next year. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, go ahead.
Alex Jones, freedom fighter or conspiracy expert, happy new year to you and the entire InfoWars crew and every freedom fighter tuning in today. Last night's conspiracy theory show, I know you may think it wasn't your favorite, but everyone who's trying to spread the message of what's going on in the world, we try to explain people about the Bilderberg group and that there is a secret society that is controlling the earth. So last night's show pretty much gave the groundwork for all the sterilant people in this country to realize that, yes, there are people other than Barack Hussein Obama or George Herbert Walker Bush or George Walker Bush that run this country. And with all the facts on the show, it's actually getting people aware of what's going on. Secondly, they talked about the Logan Act one more time, and I think in 2010, with all the fuel and all the ammunition that we have as InfoWarriors, we need to go out and start pressing these issues, start going to the media and talk about
the Logan Act. Yeah, that's a big issue. Hillary got I appreciate your call, Julio. Great points. Hillary got a 300-something thousand, I forget the exact amount, it was over $300,000 fine for violating the Logan Act in the mid-1990s going to a Bilderberg. And then now she just goes in front of everybody, just like Rick Perry openly does to go discuss Texas politics and policy. And, yeah, they're just setting the precedent to do illegal things out in the open, to just rub our faces in it. Great point, Julio. All right, I'm going to jam in Chris, Chief, Travis D., and others, and Webster Tarpley's coming up on a host of issues, looking into 2010 and then 2011, 2012, and beyond. I got a bunch of news we haven't even gotten to yet. I'm going to play clips from the Ventura show and analyze that in the last hour. Hey, when I say it's not my favorite, I love it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.